Okay, today is Daf Tzadik Gimel. We're in Tzadik Beis Amud Beis. We're up to the bottom line. So, not up to the bottom line. We're up to three lines from the bottom line. So, there's a Mishnah, which we're going to do today, which says that you can make arrangements that can go, you can make arrangements for your son, for your daughter, for your Eved, all that. And there was a Brisa yesterday that said you can't do that. Go back to the third skinny line. For Tani Rav Hoshea, Kotzeitz Adam Ayadei Atzmo, you can make an arrangement for yourself, Ayadei Ishto, Alvalo Ayadei Behemto, not your animal. Lo Sachsam Shar B'Dishto, you can't make an arrangement to change that. V'Ayadei B'no B'Dva G'dolim, and your adult children. Avolo Ayadei B'no B'Dva K'tanim, but not your K'tanim. V'Kotzeitz Ayadei Avdo V'Shevchasa K'nanim, Bein b'gdolim, bein k'tanim. Vodim doesn't make a difference. My love, idi v'idi, b'may lehem lezonos. Are we talking about in both situations where you're mechayev and mezonos? U'b'hapuk kamiflagi. And this is the bone of contention. The mar savar, the brisa held, mishalohu ochel. That the avodim eat from you. Therefore, You can make an arrangement you want. Umar Savar, and the Mishnah held, Mishamayim Hu Ochel. Your ability to eat is only from Shemayim, and therefore you can't make an arrangement for other people. So the Gemara says, Lo, the Kuliyama, everyone holds Mishalohu Ochel. Really, the eating is your salary. For Lo Kasha, it's still not a Kasha. Khan, in the Mishnah, we're talking about Bashein Malahem Mazonos, right? Ubraisa, B'malahem Mazonos, fine. Now, B'mayo Kimta, what we just finished off saying, that the Brisa, B'mayo Kimta, that the Brisa was B'mayo Lehen Mizonos, where you have a duty where the Adon supports his own servants, right? Therefore, he can make an arrangement to prevent them from getting the money, right? He can make a deal. Ihachi Ketanam Nami Katsas Nakutzla. So I can't do the same thing to Ketanam. So the Gemara gives an unbelievable answer. The Gemara says, "Sairinhu debno ubito akatanim lo zachi le'rachmana." You don't have to support them, but you can't go out of your way to hurt them. Make a deal; they're not going to have food. You can't do that. You might not have a duty, whatever that means. You might not have a duty to support them. But you can't hurt them. You can't give them tzar. You can't not serve. You know? Okay. Now, b'mayo kimta b'masnisin. What's the Mishnah talking about? B'she'ein ma'ala mazonos. Where you have no right to, you have no duty, obligation to feed them. Hani chalamanda amar ein arav yachal omer le'eved aseim yivayno zancha shabir. If you hold that a master cannot say that, ein harav yachal omer le'eved aseim yivayno zancha shabir. Some hold a master could say, you have to work for me, and I don't have to feed you. How are you going to eat? That's not my problem. But if you can say that, what pasuk? An eved. So the master's allowed to say, you work for me during the day. What are you going to do for dinner? It's not my problem. Some hold, you're not allowed to say that. You can't do that. If you can't do that, that makes sense. You can make a deal. If you can do that, we can make any deal you want. You don't even have to support the guy. Ella, the Gemara says, you're right. Edi v'edi b'she'en ma'alehem mezonos. Really, forget supporting. This is what they're arguing in. Mar Savar, the Brisa held, Yachol, the Brisa held, you're able, Yachol, yeah? Yachol, Umar Savar ain't Yachol. What does it mean, Yachol? The master is allowed to say, work for me, and I'm not supporting you. Right? Therefore, even though he doesn't have to give them any food, he can make a deal with them that they're not going to eat the payros. Because even though it's zochet to him, Umar Savar and the Mishnah hold ain yachol. The master can't say that. Therefore, he can't make a deal. They're not going to get any food. So now the problem with that is, Rabbi Yochanan to Umar yachol harav shavak masnith and vavik kibraisa. So Rabbi Yochanan now is abandoning the Mishnah and holding like the braisa. That doesn't make any sense. Ella the kuli alma mishal shemayim huachol. Everybody holds the ability to eat. Comes from the ability to eat the food is a gift from Shemayim. It's not a salary. It's a gift from Shemayim. V'lo matzi katzitz, right? and he cannot make any deals like that. Umay kotei tamar boshia. What are boshia made? Said he can make deals. That's mizonos. That's just food. What does that mean? That's just food. Before the work begins. Why? In other words, before the work begins. The kavasegai behemtam tevin. Nokutzla. The same we had this before. I don't want to have my animal eat over there by the, while it's plowing, but I can't stop it. What can I do? I can stuff it beforehand so it won't be hungry. I can do anything with an edit. That's what I can do. I can stuff it before it, so it won't be hungry.
So you're saying that he has to feed him?
Yes.
Yes.
Ela baha kamiflagi. But this is the difference. Demar Savar, the Brisa held, Mishalohu Ochel, that his ability to eat comes from himself. It's part of his salary. Umar Savar, Mishal Shemayim Buochel. And the Mishnah held, thank you. And the Mishnah held, he gets from Shemayim. And that was very hard, that was very complicated. Gemara. Okay, here we go. New Mishnah. That's actually the same Mishnah. This is the same Mishnah that we just did yesterday. Kotei
right.
Adam, a person can make a deal, Ayade Atzmo, regarding himself. Ayyadei Beno, his children, his son, Bito, his daughter, Hagdolim, the Gedolim, Ayyadei Avdo, his Eved, Shifchasa, his Shifcha, Gedolim, their adults, Ayyadei Ishto, Ibnei Sheyesh Lebehem Das. All these people have Das, and therefore the deal is all okay. Aval, Eino Kotet, Ayyadei Beno, Bito, Haktanim, Vo Ayyadei Avdo, Vishifchasa, Haktanim. What that means is, you send them to work. You send them to work, and then you get their food. That you can't do for Katanim. For Gedolim, you can. You can send your 20-year-old son, you go work, and I'll get all the food. That you can do. You can't do it for Katanim. V'loi de behem, you can't do that to your animal either.
Right.
You can't send your animal without letting it eat. Why? B'bnei she'ein behem das. They don't have any das. So you can't do that. Hasocher es hapolim. If you hire a worker, lasos neteravai, to do neteravai, right? We said this yesterday. What's neteravai? You're not allowed to eat it. Shalo, it's yours. Hare elu yochelu. You're not allowed to eat it. Why? Because you're not allowed to eat neteravai. Asan Yerushalayim. Imloho dion. If you didn't tell the guy that it's neteravai, so then po de umachilon. You have to redeem it and let him eat it. Right? That's what we said yesterday. You have to redeem the neter ravai, which you could do, pay a fifth, and another guy can eat beheter, the worker. Now, again, the same thing we did yesterday. Nisparsu igulav, if the cake of dates got unseparated.
So what? Come back. In lo adion.
I hire you to work, and halfway through the job, you discover that I've been munching along.
And you need neter ravai.
Neter ravai.
So
if you're not allowed to do that. So right. The owner has to retroactively redeem himself. Redeem it.
He redeems what he
okay. Right. So the guy ate, okay.
What's with the owner? What's he have to notify?
The worker. He didn't tell the worker.
So
then he realized he didn't do it on purpose. He forgot. And halfway through, oh my goodness, I forgot to tell the guy to Ravai.
Okay.
I forgot to tell him. So he runs out and tells him. So you know what, I had 25 grapes already. What are you going to do? I'll redeem it retroactively so that it was chulin.
So
right.
Fix it for you.
Exactly. Disparsu igulav, if the cakes got separated, and we had this yesterday, so cakes getting separated, I hire you to come fix the cakes, the cake of dates.
Right.
So there's no, you can't eat now, because it's not a gemar malacha. There was already a gemar malacha, but how do you know that? You don't know that. Or, vistatuchu chaviosav, the barrels got filled up, the barrels got broken, so the wine's back in the thing. You have to put them back in barrels. There's no, you can't drink the wine now, because it's already been done. Hare elu lo yochelu. You can't eat. Imloho dion, if you didn't tell the guy, right, maaser umachilon. You have to give maaser, then you can eat it. Okay. Next, shomrei peiros. We're not going to discuss this Mishnah at all, because we did it yesterday. We're only going to discuss the last line of the Mishnah. Shomrei peiros. A guy's watching peiros. Ochlon Mahilchas Medina. He should be able to eat from Hilchas Medina. In other words, it should be a rule like that. Avolom in a Torah. It's not a Torah rule. So what are you? Just a watchman. So a watchman doesn't work in the field. So does a watchman have a right to eat the peiros? He should be the Medina. He should. The Torah can't require it. Now, that's another Gemara says, Shomrei Peiros. We're not talking about the first part of the Mishnah at all. We did it yesterday. Shomrei Peros. Amar Rav, lo shano elo shomrei ganos upardesim. This only applies to a garden, or a pardes. Right? Says Rashi, second Rashi in the Gemara, elo shomrei ganos upardesim. Dehavile mechubor, it's attached. Bishah she'en gemar malacha, at the time when there's no gemar malacha, hilkach, minatoru lo achil. Minatoru, there's no eating. Va'achil mehilkas medina. V'kolshkein, for sure, osi b'mechubar, kigon menachesh, da'achil b'menag medina. If you're actually doing work on the field, like menachesh means like weeding, of course you should, mehilkas medina. Torah only said it by gemar malacha. Avol shomrei gitos, but if you're watching the gitos, a vat, the aremos, or piles, meaning it's already been detached, and now it's a pile, ochel minatorah. Then, even though you're a shomer, you eat minatorah. What do you see from here? Kasavar, mishamer, kaose maisadami. A guard is like doing something. I'm actually doing something. What did Rav say? Rav said that if it's detached, minatorah you could eat. What am I doing? I'm not working on the field. No, watching is doing something. You're also doing something. You're watching it. What about if it's attached? Like in the first case, when he said he were in a garden or at a paradise, he's just watching it so no one should steal it. That's only midrabanan. That's only milchus medina. Shmuel Amar, no. Gesundheit. Lo shanu ela shomer kitos varemos. We're only talking about gitos varemos, right? Meaning it's already detached. Look at Rashi. Shmuel Amar lo shanu da'achli mihas milchas medina ela shomer talush. Only if it's detached. Ava shomer mechubor, but if it's attached, afilu milchas medina lo. Even milchas medina you don't eat. Look at the next line of the Gemara. Ava shomer ganos upardesim. But if it's a shomer of a god or a pardes, in an ochel lo manatora, v'lo melechus medina. For sure you can't eat anything. Kasavar, what does Shmuel hold? Mishamer, lav goes to maisadami. Just watch it, don't do anything. You're never entitled to eat manatora. Never. Why? You're not doing anything. If it's detached, hilchus medina. What about if it's attached? Nothing.
Excuse me, the other shots of mechul of the carpet you could eat. There's no kamar malacha.
You only eat Milchus Medina. You're right. Only Milchus Medina if it's attached. If it's detached, it's ready to Gemar Malacha. So the Machlok is Rav and Shmuel. Right? Rav says Benatora. Shmuel says Milchus Medina.
Attached is better than detached.
But it doesn't mean that better. It goes by Gemar Malacha.
Yeah, there's no Gemar Malacha detached.
Exactly. Exactly. There's no Gemar Malacha.
So why aren't you entitled to it?
Because the only entitlement is a Gemar Malacha.
You didn't do it.
That's the only time you're entitled. Yeah. Only by Gemar Malacha. So Masir Ravacha Bar Rav Huna, Hamishamer Es HaPara. The we're talking about here where you're watching the cow paraduma, so it shouldn't become tamei. Mitame begadim, and if you touch the cow, whatever, there could be a case where your begadim become tamei. All you did was watch the cow. Your whole job was to mishamer. Via Marta Mishamer Lav Goes Him. I said dummy. If watching's nothing, then am I a tummy begadim? Why do you begadim become tummy? Didn't do anything. Obviously, Shmuel's wrong.
That's okay.
Amar Rav Bar Ula, that's different. Gezeira, Shema, Yaziz, Ba, Aver. Maybe you'll move in Aver? What does that mean, move in Aver?
Cows.
Right, that's a Gezeira, it's a special case. That's not a riot to this.
Right.
Next, Masir of Kahana, Hamishamer. There's a brayso that says like this: Hamishamer arba v'chamesh makshos. If somebody is watching four or five different fields, all the fields are fields of cucumbers, right? Harezeh lo yimale kreso be'echad mehen. It's not right to eat only from one of them. Ela mikol echad ve'echad ochel lefi cheshbon. Spread out your eating among all five.
It says they're owned by separate people.
Owned by separate people, exactly. Via mart mishamer lav kosem aisa dummy. But if mishamer is nothing, am I ochel? Why are you eating over here? According to Shmuel, what gives you the right to eat? Amar of Shibar Ashi, ba'akur and charnu. No, they're detached already. They're detached. So if they're detached, then Shmuel said you could eat Mehilchas Medida. So Ikurin v'halonigmo lamachton lamaiser. So the, but then already then chayiv and maiser, then you can't eat without taking off maiser. So the Gemara says no. Shlonit al pikeis chalehem. That pikeis didn't fall off yet. We said that was that like fuzz, that blossom, something that falls off the fruit as it gets riper. They didn't fall off yet, so there's no chayiv and maiser yet. So therefore, you can eat it without taking off maiser. And also, even Shmuel would agree you could eat it. Why? Gemara malacha.
Except it's arla.
What? It's not arla. It's not arla. There's no arla by vegetables. No. Amar of Ashi, kavasei, the Shmuel, misdabra. I think that Shmuel's right. Why? Look at Rashi. The last Rashi before the lines get wide. I think that Shmuel's right, because Shmuel misdabra. The osibim mechubor. If it's attached, b'shah she'eno gemar malacha, afilu mehilchas medina lo achel. Shmuel will hold, they can't eat it all. If it's attached, right? V'kolshkein shomrei mechubar. For sure, a watchman, to have a shah she'eno gemar malacha, falav osim ha'isim. He's not even doing anything. Right. Just standing there. U'mastisin b'shomer talosh. And the Mishnah must be talking about where it was detached. For what's going on? Ditnan. Ein lo achel menatorah. The following people have a right to eat menatorah. If you're dealing with mechubal akarka, b'shas gemar malacha, at the time of gemar malacha, u'betalosh, even not gemar malacha, right? Michlal, de'ika deloka achel menatora, elam hilchas medina. There are things hilchas medina. Ain't a seifa, look at the seifa. Ve'elu she'ain ochlin. The following people have no right to eat. Who are they? My ain ochlin. What does it mean they have no right to eat? Ilema, she'ain ochlin menatora, elam hilchas medina, hainereisha. That's saying the same thing. El alav she'ed ochlin lo menatorah v'lo milchus medina. My near, what was that? Hosei mechubal lekarka. If you're eating attached, b'shah she'ed gemar malacha, which is exactly what Shmuel said. V'kol shkein for sure shomrei ganos upardesos, and for sure gardens and orchards, because you're not doing anything, you're just sitting there. They wouldn't be entitled to eat at all. It's like what Shmuel said.
If it's
mechubal karka, exactly. Correct. Now, for some reason, at a left field, the following mission appears. Arba shomrim hein. There are four shomrim. Where does come from this Mishnah? It came from the beginning, right? We're talking about hiring workers to work in the field. And we got on such a tangent about Meiser and Losachsom, and now we come back. By the way, there are four Shomer.
Right.
Who are they? Shomer Chinam, the Hashoel. Right. These are the first two because the Tosfos says in Baba Kama because they're the most extreme. The Shomer Chinam is the most Mekel, and the Shomer Hashoel is the most Machmir. So they're the first two, the most extreme. Then in the middle you have Nosei Socher, a Shomer Sachar, the Socher, and a renter. Okay, those are the four Shomer. Shomer Chinam Nishpa Alakol. Shomer Chinam is not chayav on anything. He swears on everything. I didn't steal it, I didn't do work, I wasn't Poshea. The only thing he's chayav on is Poshea. That's the only thing he's chayav on, if he's Poshea. So he has to swear that he wasn't Poshea, and it was an accident, he lost it, he's a putter and everything. Vashoel, Mashalim is a call. Shoel's chayav on everything. Everything. Nosei socher v'asocher, those two, shomer socher and a socher, is nishboid ala shvura. They swear on an ones. They're not chayav on an ones. Lightning came and struck it. What do you want from me? Not chayav on an ones. That's what shvura means. Shvura means an ones. V'ala shvuya. Shvuya means gzela. Not gneva. Gzela. That comes with a gun and holds me up. What can I do? Right?
Why would anybody be mechuyav on ones? Ones rachman apatri.
Not a shoel. Shoel's chayav on ones.
You're getting paid.
No, that's not why. Shoel?
No, it's not getting paid. It's a loan.
It is?
Yeah, only Mason
Mahal. Why is a shoel chayav on ones? Because it's like a shoel becomes like the owner. An owner's a crazy thing happened. I still suffered a loss.
Yeah. I know, but it's
so shoel's the same thing.
But it's an unavoidable accident.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. You've never had an unavoidable accident and something in your house broke? Everyone happened to that. Still lost the item.
True.
Right? Well, Hashem, oh, I want a patre. So what? Bring that glass back. Doesn't work like that. Doesn't work that way. So if you're a shul, the same thing.
We used to call that kapara in my house.
Exactly. That's what Jews say. Right?
That's a kapara.
Val HaMesa, the also Nachayev drops dead. Right? Nachayev drops dead. Umashalma, that's HaVeda, that's HaGneva. But they have to pay for Geneva and HaVeda. That they do have to pay for. They lost it, you have no excuse for losing it. Got stolen, you should have been more careful. That means Geneva means when they came in the night, not a holdup. Now, Man Tana Arba Shomrim. Who is the Tana that learned four Shomrim? Which is a funny question. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Ravua, Rav Meir he. It's Rav Meir. Amar Le, Rav Nachman. What, Meir can the less be Arba Shomrim? Does anyone not hold from four Shomrim? Although, who's the one that holds? Who doesn't hold from four Shomrim? Amar Le, no, Hachi Kamin Alach. Man Tana Socher Kinosei Sachar. Who holds that a Shomer Socher has the same din as a Socher? Who said that? That's a mayor he. That's a mayor. V'ar mayor ipchashmanin lei. But we learned the exact opposite from a mayor. Why? The Tanya, we have a brisa that says, Socher, ketan mishalim. How does a Socher pay? R'meir omer k'shomer chinam. R'meir omer k'shomer Socher. Mayor says he pays like a Shomer chinam. In our Mishnah, we said that our mayor holds he pays like a Shomer Socher. Which one is it? So Rabbi Uva ipcha ketani. No, you have to switch around the opinions of the brisa. So it's the same. Remeir holds a shomer socher and a socher is the same thing. Ihachi arba shloshininu. There's only three shomrim then. There's only three shomrim. So the Gemara says no. Amar of Nachan bar Yitzchak dalad shomrim. There are four shomrim for the dinim b'shloshah. There are three dinim and four categories of people. A socher is not the same thing as a shomer socher. Right. Not the same thing. They have the same halachas. Not the same thing. It's still a different shomer, different being, right? Okay. Hahu Raya, there was a shepherd. Dahave karoi chivsa aguda dinahar papa. That he was leading his flock near the bank of the river Papa, by the Papa River, and sarig means slipped. Sarig chad minayhu. One of the animals slipped. Vinafla and fell, lemis, and it died. Okay? Fell and it died. Now, what is this roeh? I would imagine it's not a shomer chinam. Right? It's probably a shomer sachar. Yeah. Right? So, it's not a shomer chinam. So, ashul kamei de rabba, upatre. He came in rabba, and rabba said, you potter. Why is he potter? Amar, he said, and I have a little mevid. What could you have done to prevent that from happening? What could you have done? It's an onis.
It can happen
that
walks up close to the bank.
What?
That happened to walk so close to the bank. Not walk so close to the riverbank.
But I guess I had to go there for some reason. So it was an unavoidable accident and he's putter. What could he have done? Hanatar kidinatri inchi. He watched it the way normal people watch. He did all he could. Says Rashi on top. The ain aveda. It's not an aveda. Ela ones, it's an ones. Now, it's an ones.
What would
happen? It's an aveda. In other words, it's not a loss that an aveda. Well, I said you was 10, I only have 9. Where's the 10th? You lost it? You lost it? No, I didn't lose it. It was an ones. It died. It fell, it slipped and died. So the Rishonim explain that there's no question. What does it mean he watched like people watch it? So there's no question that a Shomer Socher has more duties than a Shomer Chinam. You're paying him. So when it says that he watched it like people watch it, he meant the Shomer Socher's watch it. Not Shomer Chinam's. Shomer Chinam don't pay. So there's for sure less standards. There's higher standards for a Shomer Socher. Now whatever that standard is, this guy didn't violate that standard. But that's what it means. That's what it means, right? Amalei Abaya Elameata. If that's true, then how about this? All Lamasa, the guys in the field, so there must have been some kind of minog where they would take the sheep out into the field, and at some point they would leave the sheep alone, go into the town to get either to lunch or to get something to eat or to take a nap. So all Lamasa, if he goes into the town, Be'idna da'ayli inchi, at the time when it's normal to go into the town, and he comes back and he sees half of the sheep are killed by wolves, right? So Hachanami de Pater? You're going to tell me the Shomer Socher is potter there also? I'm going to let in. Yes, I will say that. Gana Purta. Be'idna de Gano Inchi. and he fell asleep at the time when it's normal to take a nap, right? The siesta in the afternoon, right? Hachanami the putter? So also putter? Amalei in? Yes, yes. I hold yes. Why? He's acting the way a normal shomer tachar acts. What do you want from the guy? One second. Elohim onsin shomer tachar putter alein. What are the onsin that a shomer tachar is putter on? What are those? Those are crazy things. Vatkigon like this. Vatipal shva vatikachem esanaorim hakul ficharev. It's things that happened to Eov. Crazy things, unforeseen things. Not you go to have lunch, you take a lunch break, and that's not a crazy thing. What are you telling me? You putter on and take a lunch break? Of course you're not putter. What are you putter on? What kind of owns him? Crazy things happen to Eov. Those kinds of things.
But if it never happened before, then it's crazy.
What?
If it never happened before, then
it's not. No. What that means is it's quite normal to take a lunch break. Right?
Correct.
So you go take a lunch break and you come back and every animal's been killed by wolves. Oh, well, that was a normal thing. People have lunch breaks.
But I'm saying,
that's not an onis.
But if it never happened before, how could you expect something that never happened before to happen?
That's exactly why you're putter. Because it was unforeseen. That's exactly why. It's unforeseen. It's very foreseeable that if you go take... That's such a law word. It's very foreseeable that if you go take a lunch break, you're leaving the sheep unattended, a mishap can happen. It's very foreseeable. That's not an onis. That's called pshia. So, it says, Abaye, what are you talking about? Guy takes a nap, he's putter? What kind of thing is that? So, Amalei, no. Hasam, that's talking about b'dechazni masa. What's a chazni masa? So Rashi says on the second line, Shomri ha'ir balayla. That's a night watchman. It's a different story. Shekal smach anchi erlehem. You're all mamash relying on this guy to protect you. Lishmar gufam umonam. To watch their bodies and their money. Hanu vaday bo nitirusi yisera. That guy for sure gets an extra watch. He can't take a nap.
Right.
Night watchman can't take a nap. He can't go take a break.
That's his job.
But a regular shepherd in the field, not the same standard. So Gemara asks, Esve, one second. Ad mus, there's another bright says, Ad mus I shomer sachar chayav lishmar. How much does a shomer sachar, what are his duties? Ad kidei hayisi bayom achalani cherev v'karach balayla. Like what Yaakov Avinu said to Lavan. I didn't sleep at night, the snow bothered me, the rain, my eyelids were heavy. That's a shomer sachar, like Yaakov Avinu. So the Gemara says, Amalei hasanami b'chazi masa. That's only talking about the night watchman. So Amalei, Atu Yaakov Avinu Chazam Masav. Yaakov Avinu was a night watchman. It wasn't that. No, that's not what he meant. But the Amalei Lavan, he said to Lavan, Natri Lach Netirusi Seirasa Kachazim Masav. I treated you like I was a night watchman. I didn't have to do that extra mile for you. Yaakov says to Lavan, I didn't have to do that, but I did. Why? Because I went the extra mile. That's because of Yaakov Avinu, right? I didn't have to do that. That's what it means. But a regular Shomer Sachar doesn't have to hold from the standard of Yaakov Avinu. Who does? Only the night watchman. Eishve, following story. Roe, a shepherd, Shayroe, he was shepherding. V'iniach Edro, he leaves his flock alone. Ubal Le'ir, and he comes into the city. Baze'ev V'taraf, while he's gone, a wolf comes. Ba'ari V'daras, and a lion comes. Now, what if he would have been there, and the wolf came?
He would have chased him away.
He would have chased the wolf away?
Maybe.
Yeah, that's not such a successful thing to do. Chase the lion away. The lion chased you away. Right? So, had he been there, what would have been the different result? Might not have been a different result, right? So, Ein Omdin, we don't say, we don't evaluate, well, Ilu HaYasham, HaYamatil, had he been there, he could have saved the sheep. Unlikely. It's unlikely that had, unlikely scenario. Ella Omdin also, Im Yachal HaHatzil, Chayef, if, not if you would have been there, if it would have been possible, on any circumstances, to save that sheep, then you're Chayef. V'im lav, and if not, putter. Then you're putter. Whether you're there or not, irrelevant.
But it's unlikely that he could do anything.
Then you're putter. Mm-hmm. Then you're putter. Right? My lav, aren't we talking about the al be'idna da'ili inchi? Aren't we talking about at the time when it's normal to go into the town? Like we said, it's a normal break. The guy's entitled to a normal lunch break. Right? So what do you see from there? Even if it's that moment, right? and you were able to save the sheep, you're chayiv. So what do you see? It's not this blanket heter that when you go take a break, you're putter. So the Gemara says, lo, the aisle, but in the low aisle, and he went at the wrong time. That means when you left, he had no right to leave. Right? He left at the wrong time. He left too early. He comes to work and he goes on a break. The minute he shows up to work, he already takes a break. That's not good. Right? Now, what do we say? If, so he took a break at the wrong time. Is he chayiv when the lion came? It depends. If he could have saved the lion, then yes. Then he's not save the lion, save the sheep, then he's chayiv. And if not, not. So you know, what is this case? Ihachi, am I putter? Why is he putter? Why? Tchilasa b'pshia, you started off b'pshia. You left when you shouldn't have left. A lion came, you couldn't have stopped that anyway. Suffer bonus. Starts off in Pshia, ends up in Ones. Chayev. You're chayev for that. Tchilas of Pshia, Vesofa Bonus, you're chayev. Good question, no? Look at Rashi. Rashi says, Tchilas of Pshia, it's like way up where we are, like the fourth or fifth line where the lines are skinny. Gabi kol mazikin, kitanim vikalim, all damages that are small and easy, small things. Dehu yachol lahatzil. He could have prevented that. Shaharei hinicham ubalo, because he left his job and went over there. Vesofo nami nehi demazik chazak baalei, and it's true, a crazy thing happened. The lion came. I couldn't have done anything about it. Sheim hayisham lo hayyachal hatzil tavli ones. That would have been a legitimate ones. Miu tchilas of pshia have it. It starts off as a pshia. You're chayev. Dahachi baskira halacha b'mafkin. We pass it that way. The tchilas of pshia vesofo b'ones. You're chayev. So why are you putter here? The Gemara answers, Deshama kol Aryeh. No. You heard the lion coming. So what'd you do? That's to say in the movies, you hightailed it out of there, right? Because you don't want to die. So the whole thing was a ones. You leaving was an ones. Leaving was a pshia. You didn't leave because you're a lazy worker, you got to work, you took a break. That's not why you left. You left because you heard the lion coming. So you ran away. Va'al, you ran away. Ihachi. Well, then we said, what is that? We said, omdin. Well, if you could have saved it, then you're chayiv. And if you couldn't, what are we doing all that for? My havalei lemeva. What do you want from the guy? What do you want from the guy? What's he gonna, how's he going to stop a lion? Can't. So the Gemara says, well, hoylo lakadim, you could have preceded the lion, biroim, with other shepherds, ubamaklos, and with sticks. Would that work?
No.
Against a lion?
Probably not.
Something, maybe something you could have done, right? Ihachi, my ear, you shomer sachar. Then why does it have to be a shomer sachar? I feel a shomer chinam ami. Shomer chinam also, right? The hamar hu the amar shomer chinam shayel alakadim broam b'maklos v'lo kitim chayev. A shomer chinam even. You could have stopped the guy asking you to watch the sheep for free. You say fine, you'll do that. And you hear the lion coming. You rally the troops and you put up a defense. Even a shomer chinam has to do that. So Gemara says no. Shomer chinam the chinam. Shomer chinam has to only do that for free. Shomer Sachar, Bischar. Shomer Sachar has to hire workers, has to hire people to fight the lion. So one second. Vad Kama, how much do they have to pay to hire the workers? Ad Kedei Demehen. Up to the value of the animals. Right? What? One second. Vehechon Matzino Shomer Sachar Shechayev Ba'ontin. Why does Shomer Sachar have to do that? Why does he have to do that? It's an ones. There's a lion here. I have to go hire workers to save the. What do I have to do that for? Right. So the Gemara answers, no. The Hadar Shakal demands the Balabais. No, the Balabais is going to pay for those workers. Not coming out of Shomer Sachar's pocket. So he's not. Doesn't cost him anything. So now, why would the
workers? I mean, they got to reimburse him.
What? Exactly. They're going to reimburse him. So why would the owner do that? Amalei, Rav Papa Labaya Iachi Mayahani Lemine. Why would the owner do that? He's losing a sheep. Sheep costs $500. So he's going to hire somebody for $500 to save the sheep? Might as well get a new sheep. Why are you spending all that money on the worker? It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah,
right? So the Gemara gives two answers. Nafkamina lekushra dechiyusa. Kushra dechiyusa means he already knows these animals. He's comfortable with them. has to train new animals, they get new animals, that's cost more than that. Ihachi, the tircha yiserusa. A similar answer. It's an extra tircha now to go get new animals. I know these animals, I like them. So I could buy a new animal for, say, $500. But I'd rather keep these animals and hire a worker. Okay. Now, Rav Chista v'Rabba bar Rav Huna, lo sfirle ha de Rabba. They don't hold like Rabba, who said what? That if you guard like a regular guard, you're putter. They disagreed with that. That's why I'm giving you money. I'm paying you. You make a better job. What kind of thing is that? So even though Rashi said, and we explained before, that a shomer sefer is held to a higher standard because he's getting paid for his work, still they still argue on that, and they say no, that's not an out. Well, you did what the other shomer sefer does. Everyone takes a break. Everyone takes a nap. That's not going to work.
Even for lying, would they say that?
What?
Exceptional.
No, not for a lie. That's an onis. That's mamash an onis.
But it says exceptional guardians.
Right. So it means you can't take a nap. You can't do those kinds of things. Barada sabula. What's a sabula? A what?
A porter.
Havikama aver chiyusa agamla the narash. He was transporting animals on the Narash bridge. Dachva chada lechaverta. One pushed another one. The shadisa b'maya, and it fell down into the river and died. Also, the commander of Papa Chavi, he made him pay for the animal. Amale, my have a limit. What do you want me to do about that? One animal pushed another animal. So Amale, iboy lach la avure chada chada. You should have transported them across the river, across the bridge, one at a time. So Amale, yidata bar. You know any Jew in the world that would do that? Any worker that would do that? You have 100 animals. You can do them one at a time? Nobody does that.
Yeah.
It's so taxing to do that. No, that's crazy. People have already screamed about that, and I ignored them and I'm ignoring you. That's halacha. You should have done it one at a time. It'll take so much longer. Then they won't push each other off. Evu ifgid kitna beirunya. Evu gave a shirt to Runya to watch the shirt. Azal shavu shamte mine. Shavu came, some robber, and he stole the shirt. Wasav hooker aganav. They figured out who the ganav was. Azal kamed the Rav Nachman chayvei. Rav Nachman made Runya pay for the shirt. Why? Because Runya, you're the shomer. Go get the go sue the robber and get the money back. You're the shomer. Lema pligid Rav Huna bar Oven deshalach Rav Huna bar Oven gnigneva baones. If something got stolen in ones, v'achakach hukar aganav, and then you figure out who the ganav is. So im shomachinam who? If you're shomachinam, ratza nishpa, ratza osi imodin. You can either swear or get the shirt back. Im shomersachar who osi imodin ve'eno nishpa. If you're shomersachar, you must compensate for the shirt and then go chase the robber yourself. Shomachinam has a choice. Amarava Hassam over there, it's war. It was worse. You know why? Because Gavri de Muska have kaimi. There were guards, policemen all over the place. Iramakola have asar matzliachle. Had you said something? Had Runya said something? Hey guys, this guy's just robbed my shirt. Let's go. They would have done that. You sat there like a lemech and didn't say anything, and the shirt got away. That's why it was Runya's responsibility to go chase the guy, chase the robber. Okay, armed bandit. Fine. Now when there's everyone's guards standing around, that's why we had a kasha. What kind of halacha? No, there was guards standing there, so yell out to the guards. Okay, let's do the Mishnah and then we'll stop by the Mishnah. Zev echad, one wolf ain't ones. One wolf is not an ones. One wolf you can fight off. Shtei zevim ones. Two is an ones. Rabbi Yehuda Omer b'shas mishlachas zevim at the time of a wolf outbreak. Then av zev echad ones. Even one zev is an ones. Why? Says Rashi, unbelievable Rashi. Shechaya ra mushlachas b'gzeres hamelech. Because Hashem sent them. Hashem punishing you, and he sent a bunch of wolves. Kofetzet he, it's a al adam echad. So you can't stop that. Even one person is going to be a problem. Normally you can fight off a wolf. Not in this case. Shnei kelavim, two dogs. Eight ones. That's not an ones. Two dogs. Yodea Bavli Omer Mishum Rebeir, the Bavlam said in the name of Rebeir, Miruach Echad Ein Ones. If they come from one direction, it's not an Ones. Mishtei Ruchos, from two directions, Ones, it is an Ones. Halistim, robbers, Hareze Ones. That's an Ones. Hari, Hadov, Hanamer, a Bardalus, a Nachash, a lion, a bear, a leopard, a Bardalus, a snake, Harel, all that's an ones. Amasai, when is that? Bizman Shabo, me Elehen. That's when they come by themselves. Aval Holicha Lamakom could do the Chayavalistim in ones. But if they what?
You took the flock here.
You took the flock there, that's not an ones. What are you taking them there for? Mesa Kedarka, if it dies naturally, Hareza ones. Sakva Umesa ain't ones. If you mistreated it, it's not an ones. Left out in the sun, or you didn't feed it, or you put it in the cold. Also, Leroshe Tukin, if it went up to a cliff by itself, Fanafala Hareza ones, it's an ones. Ola Leroshe Tukin, if you took it up there, Fanafala, and it died, and it fell, Umesa, and it died, ain't ones. That's not an ones. So we'll stop here, and we'll pick up tomorrow by the Gemara.